we're living here in Brettfeeds town. Without him, Patrick is not around. Out at Arrowhead, they're winning games, throwing touchdowns, holding parades. And Travis is catching the ball, dropping dimes to Tyreek and more. And our sacks are coming from Chris Jones. Ty's making plays. We need more parades. And we're living here in Brettfeeds town. Living here in Brettfeeds town.
Wait for it.
This has got potential, buddy. There
it is. Yes, it does.
What a beautiful day.
Gorgeous.
Oh, I feel like it's officially kicked in. You see all the colors. The Royals add some Titan blue to their red and yellow.
Chiefs.
The Chiefs. I'm still in baseball
season.
You're
used to the Royals adding, too. And, yeah. You know, I saw our friend Josh tweet out. He goes, JJ and Veach doing some damage on the trade market this year, right?
That's
right. We got two GMs who are wheeling and dealing.
Yeah, they just got their Lucas Irsig. DeAndre Hopkins is traded from the Titans to the Kansas City Chiefs for a fifth-round pick. Could be a fourth, depending on whatever goes through. They do believe that he'll be in town today, get him ramped up, and get him ready to go for Sunday against Vegas. I kind of like your Canes bet with your daughter that he scores a touchdown because they're playing the Raiders. We talked yesterday about the puppet Christmas Day game. We'll revisit all that on Friday as we get really geared up for Raider Week, but today is all about the
Raider Week. Took a turn today, huh?
Well, also, I was telling Alex this, who's on after us. I'm like, so you seem a little giddy. And he's like, oh, I love these days.
These are the best.
And I was like, Bob was charged up this morning. And I was also telling him, I was like, but we never get this sort of luxury news. Like, it's always like 1:30 or 5:45 before the news has to like put in their cassette tapes and say, okay, we got our package delivered. Then it's like, and so-and-so suspended. Shoot. Got to wait till Monday to report on it so you can get more information. And today it was like 5:45. You crack the door open and you're like, hey, by the way, Hopkins is coming to Kansas City. And I'm looking at the rundown. I just said, all right.
Yeah, we'll do this one. We'll do this show tomorrow.
I know what the assignment is now. Like, the assignment is now DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City. More news will come out, but yeah, they gave him a fifth round pick and could be a fourth. Brett Veach cooks once again.
He really does. And you know, this is an exciting time for the organization. It's an exciting time to be a Chiefs fan, even if we don't get DeAndre Hopkins, but it makes it even more exciting now. Number one, you got a guy that we know, right? DeAndre Hopkins is a known player. And I can tell you by just talking to people in the league and at Arrowhead this morning, you know, via the text message machine called the phone. There's a lot of excitement right now for this organization to get DeAndre Hopkins. It's just like adding something new into your life, right? You know, you get that new Blackstone or you get the new car or you get a raise at work or something. You're feeling really, really good. And man, you got this great news and it makes you feel even better. And they're excited because DeAndre Hopkins brings something that they really did not have healthy at the wide receiver position right now. And that's experience, right?
Yeah.
Juju Smith-Schuster's hurt. Xavier Worthy's a rookie. We have no power in the building right now. And it just all went out.
What the hell?
I think the backup generator will kick in. That was very weird. Is Binkley doing something on the roof again?
Bailey Zappi.
That was a zap.
My friend Britt in college did something.
Was that on the
roof
one cameras time. Are down? I'm sure.
No, cameras are on.
Did the cameras get that poltergeist
moment? That was
weird.
That was just the lights in the building. Maybe somebody hit a switch. I don't know. But I assume we're back up and running. It's fine. So
sure.
So you know, like, weird.
You're a great dad and stuff like that. Happens, it's fine.
Yeah, just keep moving on, right? Yeah. The worst thing to do as a father is react. Like when your kid falls, they don't cry. They cry because you go, "Oh my god." Load up the silver minivan, Karen.
The 475 real quick, or 479 can take the day off.
All right.
If the old number fives ever have kids, they'll be the new number fives.
That's really good.
Or are they, yeah, yeah. Take
I
the
like
day.
That. Now, take the day off.
I yeah. just like all those guys. So.
I do too. Those guys are awesome. But I know they're excited because he brings experience. We don't really have that from a health standpoint right now at that wide receiver spot. So you get a guy with experience. They love the way he plays against zone defense, which makes I know Jay very happy about that. The hands on DeAndre Hopkins are as good as you can find in the
Huge.
NFL. Just, I mean, what, 3 drops in 6 years or something like that? Like, the guy is just unbelievable at catching the football. And the other thing, too, he's a guy that you can trust now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Travis can lean on this guy. No, hey, I don't have to go out here and try to make every single play. This guy's going to get open as well. Mm-hmm. Mahomes has now got another trusted NFL weapon in his arsenal, and they love the fact that he's going to be a big player in the red zone, I think, for this team. And that's why I think for my bet with my daughter, I bet her. I told her who she's leading her fantasy team, and I told her, I said, pick up DeAndre Hopkins, to which she responds, he doesn't really put up good numbers. I'm like, he's going to be playing with Patrick Mahomes now. I'll bet you a dinner at Cane's that he scores a touchdown against the Raiders this weekend. No response. I'm wondering how soon all the people in her league are going to say she's got insider trading, you know, going on with some of these moves she's making in the fantasy world. But
yeah, do a fantasy show and see what your friends think about you when you're in a fantasy league.
Yeah, right.
It's not fun.
No. Oh, you know all the... No, I don't know anything. I'm making it up. No, I'm kidding. But I think DeAndre Hopkins does score. I think it just gives this offense a shot in the arm, rejuvenates them a little bit. Like, I know they're 6-0, and sometimes we have to keep saying that to put this into perspective. But this is a 6-0 football team that got better in the last 5 hours. And that's really exciting, man. It really is.
If you lost us on the app, go to the streaming. We are on that. Some people are saying that we are down, we are out. If you are not, if you are in that situation, you can go to the streaming on Twitch, Twitter, or X. YouTube should be there. My buddy Robert is letting us know. You were still running until Bob said, I assume we're back up and running.
We went down.
There you go, Aussie. Stay witty, baby.
That is fantastic.
But he said he also did confirm that we are online. So if you want to see the show or hear the show, you can go there for the audio. We are okay. Someone says, what's behind me? Okay. I thought somebody
said, behind you?
I don't know, dude. I get freaked out.
Empty wall.
I don't like stuff like that.
There's an empty wall and blinds. Like,
I just had the thought about how this will be the best route runner that Mahomes has ever played with in his career. No question. It's the best route runner that Mahomes will ever get to throw the ball to in his career.
He's
so
better than Tyreek, and I don't know. I'm just asking.
For sure.
How do you judge whether or not somebody's a good route runner?
How tight you can round your corners, how quick you can stop, your sideline awareness, your ability to shake someone out of their boots based on your hip movement.
Are we splitting hairs with him and Tyreek Hill, do you think? And again,
two different styles.
Yeah, I would say Tyreek's extremely fast.
He can run a clean route for sure, but DeAndre Hopkins runs almost a perfect
route. He's going to dissect you.
So yeah, you're splitting hairs with route running. But again, Tyreek Hill... 5'9", 5'10", 5'7". Is a speedster that all he needs is one move and you're screwed.
Yeah.
Whereas DeAndre Hopkins will put two on you before he even saw the first one. And it's how did he get that wide open? Because he went in, out, and then he's here, and it's you're screwed.
I think Travis Kelce has the most unstoppable move in the NFL.
When he fakes that
when
one
he
shoulder.
He fakes right and goes left, and they fall for it every freaking
it's the
time.
Pivot, man. It's, awesome. It's the old man in the gym that has the box move where he hits the ball and puts that left hip on you, and then you overcommit, and then boom, layup every time.
But, I mean, it's like Tim Duncan. Nobody could stop Tim Duncan from going off the glass every time. And, Travis Kelce does this every single time, and every single time people fall for it. So, I don't know. I think it's the best move in the NFL. Nobody can stop it. Even Noah Gray starting to do it. Have you noticed Noah Gray starting to do it, too?
What, be a good-looking tight end in Kansas City?
Yeah, exactly.
You're tight end, you got sex appeal, and you can catch? All right.
Yeah,
come
fake
on
left,
in.
Go right. I mean, it's wild. They're fake right, go left.
Radio is out. App and streaming services are working. So the tower must have gotten hit by something.
So the radio itself is out. The signal is down. Give Spectre something to do today.
Yeah,
I tried to find him, but important sales meeting.
Yeah, is that what he told you?
No, that's what
station
is.
I'm in a meeting, so we're not on the air anymore. No, we're on the app and we're on the television, on the TV.
That's right. Coming up on the other side, we had an insider in Nashville, 104.5, the Zone. That right? That's the name of the station, right? We'll get back to that. Lucas Panzeca joined us. We'll see what he had to say because a lot of people have been asking the knee. How's the knee holding up for DeAndre Hopkins? He might give you some solidification on the inside about DeAndre Hopkins on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Right back in here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. News of the day that you'll hear the entire time is that DeAndre Hopkins was acquired by the Chiefs today from the Tennessee Titans for a fifth round, could be a fourth round. You'll hear it on Cody and Gold. I'm sure you hear it on Carrington's show, The Drive, with Rob Brenton as well. And you heard it this morning live for the first time on Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. And Mac, who is from Nashville, not from, but comes from Nashville, had a good little ear out and got us a buddy of his. And this was Lucas Panzeca of 104.5 The Zone in Tennessee on that question that everybody's had today. Outside of I'm excited or he's old and washed, and what about that knee injury? Here is the answer to that that we got from Lucas Panzeca.
Yeah, so he suffered that injury in training camp, and it looked like he was going to miss maybe the first one or two games of the regular season. He ended up being available for the Bears game, but had a really limited snap count. In fact, his snap count was fairly limited in the first couple weeks of the season, and then it started to rise a little bit. And really, the last couple weeks, it's not been much of an issue. The reason DeAndre Hopkins' lack of production has been an issue in Tennessee is much more about quarterback play than it is about a knee issue. So, obviously, they pulled him on Sunday in the fourth quarter of the Bills game, and at that point, the game was largely out of hand. And the speculation there is, okay, they're trying to preserve him. They're trying to move him. DeAndre Hopkins has been the first name at the top of any list when it comes to the Titans maybe being sellers before the trade deadline. Brian Callahan said the other day that he was experiencing some leg soreness. The truthfulness of that, I don't know. But to me, it would be more likely that Titans are just trying to sideline him and maximize the opportunity to ship him now we see in a move to Kansas City. So I don't think it's a big issue. That's not to say it won't pop up at some point down the road, but it was not limiting his snap count really in the last few weeks.
That's good. You know, so, I mean, we had concerns, Dusty, no doubt, about the injury and the knee, and you didn't want to trade for damaged goods, but to hear that conversation and to talk it through and then the Chiefs to make the move, they're not going to make a move for a guy that's laid up, right? You just don't do something like that. So, so they feel comfortable with where the knee is. And again, they don't need him for an extended period of time. We need him for a couple of more weeks of the regular season and then the playoffs. And that is it. There's no money owed. There's no contract left. DeAndre Hopkins after the season is a free agent and is free to go about his business and about his day wherever he so chooses. And the reports from Arrowhead, you know, this morning and yesterday that I was getting from some folks is that there's increased optimism that Hollywood Brown is going to be ready to go once December kind of rolls around or sometime in December. And they're hoping to get him back and have him added into the mix. And so adding a fresh Hollywood Brown into the mix that hasn't played all year as we're gearing up for a postseason run is only something that can be very beneficial for the Chiefs. And so I feel confident right now, and I feel really good that Andy Reid's going to figure out how to use DeAndre Hopkins. I know some of the people are out there like, it's going to be difficult for him to learn the system. No, it's not. He's going to be put in the system. We'll give him three or four plays. We'll be just fine with DeAndre Hopkins out on the field. And even if he isn't the number one focal point, which I don't think he will be in any game, you still have to account for DeAndre Hopkins. And it's one more thing that the opposition has to prepare for as opposed to Xavier Worthy and Justin Watson and Sky Moore and Mecole Hardman.
Watson!
Oh,
yes!
Now you've got this guy on your roster and you've got to prepare for him. So that's what's going to happen moving forward with this team. It adds more intrigue. It makes this team better and it makes other opponents have to fear and prepare and worry about another weapon the Chiefs didn't have some 5 hours ago.
No doubt about it.
And to Lucas's point on snap count, the last 2 weeks, Indianapolis, close game, played over 70% of the snaps. The starting wide receiver, he's out there pretty much the whole game.
That's great. Yeah.
And then last week, Buffalo, they're getting killed. He sits the whole fourth quarter. He still played 60% of the snaps. This is a guy who can be on the field and be there for you and be a really productive, quality wide receiver.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Again, have tempered expectations. Just going on, cool, let's see what he can add to the offense. Again, you go in with like fantasy football expectations of 1,000 yards per game and all. you're going to be disappointed. It's just the way it is. Go in with, like, let's see how he helps the offense. Gives Patrick Mahomes somebody that's reliable, somebody that's valuable, somebody that the other team has to account for. But by God, if we need a 3rd and 7, that's your guy who's going to get you 8 yards. It's Sammy Watkins 2.0. And I've always been that Sammy truther. I know I've liked him more than other folks have liked Sammy Watkins over the years, but Sammy Watkins served a very valuable role in this offense of being there when the quarterback needed him. And we really haven't had that guy since Sammy Watkins left. And I know this is going to take a lot of stress and pressure off of 87 as well. He's feeling pretty good about this move. So it's great, man. It's a great day to be a Chief, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7. Now it's not just Kelsey. Now you finally have another veteran who's like, I can help you out.
And
bro,
if you throw the ball, you know he's going to catch it. He's going to catch it. He's not going to drop it. Watch him first throw, he drops. Adam Schefter, you know, Texans trying to steal the spotlight this morning. They signed former Eagle and Buck linebacker Devin White.
No, wait. No.
You think the Chiefs are done?
I don't know. I texted somebody in the league about that. I go, is this over or are they going to continue to add? And I haven't heard back. I don't know. I mean, big picture, what more do you need? Because I know Cooper Kupp's name has been floated around out
there.
Excuse me, over there,
Robert.
Throwing my hands all over the place today. The Cooper Kupp name was out there for the last 24 hours. And so I kind of did my homework and talked to people about, you know, what's going on with Cooper Kupp. And from what I've been told by very reliable sources close to the situation under the condition of blah, blah, blah.
The boss is in.
Oh, God. Is that what that glare is?
Oh.
Oh.
Leave that man alone. He's got a lot going on right now.
He really does. You know, he's getting like DeAndre Hopkins. Welcome to Kansas City, DeAndre Hopkins. So the Cooper Kupp thing is interesting because I talked to a lot of people yesterday about that. And the interesting thing, too, about the Cooper Kupp thing is the Chiefs have not talked to the Rams as of last night.
We're back on, Steven.
We are. All
confirmation
right
from the text
there
line.
There you go. As of last night, the Chiefs had not talked to the Rams about Cooper Kupp, and that's a fact, right? Mm-hmm. The Rams are trying to trade Cooper Kupp because he's, boy, now we got engineer guy in here and everything. Guy came running in with his engineer hat on. And
everyone's
whatnot.
Letting me know we're back on the FM.
Okay,
so good.
What was I going? Oh, so Cooper Kupp. So yeah, the Chiefs and Rams hadn't talked last night. It's the Rams floating out the ability to get rid of Cooper Kupp because they don't want to pay him $20 million next year. And they wanted like a second round draft pick in return. And that's not something you're going to consider because the Chiefs truly value their draft picks. And they value, I don't want to use the term salary cap, but cash, right? Like the salary cap is mythical. I'm a salary cap truther, but I am a believer in cash. And if somebody says, I'm only giving you $30 million to spend, well, you got $30 million to spend, whether the salary cap says so or not, right? Mm. So it's going to be interesting this offseason. There's so many guys that are going to be free agents. You've got Trey Smith, you've got Nick Bolton, you've got Justin Reed. Free agents, flat out free agents. And then you have Karlaftis and McDuffie who are entering that fourth year. I know they have the fifth year option, but that's like the franchise tag. God forbid somebody pick up the fifth year option.
Right.
You start to negotiate these long-term deals. And look, Karlaftis and McDuffie absolutely 100% deserve long-term deals to stay here in Kansas City. So there's not a lot of wiggle room for the Chiefs when it comes to going out and signing players or trading for players now and then signing players next year in free agency because they want to keep their own. They want to extend their own. If you were to go out and get Cooper Kupp and have to give up a second round pick and then be on the hook for $20 million next year, did you become better as an organization? I don't think you did because those draft picks are so valuable for Brett Veach. Now you owe DeAndre Hopkins a prorated portion of whatever he's left. There's no contract for next year. And you gave up a fifth round draft pick conditionally to a fourth if they make the Super Bowl or whatever the conditions are for DeAndre Hopkins to move up a fourth round draft pick. So you give up a mid round draft pick, third day draft pick, and you're not committed to any money. And you still get a very good wide receiver. That is a much better deal than going out and giving up a second round pick and still having to pay Cooper Kupp $20 million next year.
For those of you that missed it, we had a poltergeist scare at the radio station. The lights went out, they flickered, everything went off. So that's why we were off the air. We're back on the FM side. Never lost views or sound or audio on the app or on the streaming site. So you can go do that. Subscribe 96.5 The Fan on Twitch, YouTube, X, whatever. This was Ian Rappaport earlier today on the acquisition.
It has been a long rumored deal that now is happening. Sources say DeAndre Hopkins, the star receiver for the Tennessee Titans, is in the process of being traded to the Kansas City Chiefs. The champs continue to load up. Another day, another big-time receiver moves. It has certainly been a season full of them. We've seen Devontae Adams. We've seen Amari Cooper. Now DeAndre Hopkins is the latest. My understanding is this is in exchange for a fifth-rounder that could become a fourth-rounder. The two sides are still going back and forth now on salary. My understanding is the Titans are going to pay some of DeAndre Hopkins' base salary for this year just to make it easier for the Chiefs to withstand the salary. But this trade is expected to happen. So KC has lost Hollywood Brown. Juju Smith-Schuster not going to play this week. But DeAndre Hopkins is expected to be there. You're right. This has been a long rumored trade. But listen to how fast it happened. It has been nothing but rumors till about, I would say, midnight last night, Kansas City time. The two sides got together. They kind of threw hypotheticals back and forth. By about 5 or 6 in the morning today, it became clear that a deal would happen. Expected to be finalized soon. D-Hop going to join the Chiefs.
FanDuel just tweets out, this is so funny, mm-hmm. The Chiefs are going to be stacked in 2018. Patrick Mahomes, Kareem Hunt, DeAndre Hopkins, and Travis Kelce. The difference is with this is that you're not committing anything to DeAndre Hopkins, right? You're committing zero to DeAndre Hopkins, a prorated portion of whatever he's owed for the rest of the year, and that is it. It's not like you signed DeAndre Hopkins this offseason to a five-year deal thinking it's 2018, or Kareem Hunt, the same thing. What's he getting, the veteran minimum to play here in Kansas City? And then Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, you know, they're the ageless wonders out there. So you've got two guys that, yeah, were probably peak in 2017, 2018, and that era, but you're not asking them to come in here and be that same type of player. You're just asking them to be a piece to something and not having to be the savior and the leader of something. And as long as you have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in place on the offensive side, I feel like you're really, really good to go with this offense now. And it's all about just fine tuning and getting ready for the postseason and getting Travis Kelce his 400 yards in the playoffs and another Super Bowl.
Yeah, said the Titans are going to eat at least $2.4 million of that contract. We had mentioned the cash and all that is real, but yeah. That means the Chiefs will pay what, two, little over two?
I don't know. What's he do left?
I don't know. I think it was like a little over four. They're paying two, almost two and a half. That means they're eating half that contract. And the Chiefs, like you had mentioned, $4 million to spend. So still a little bit of cash.
A little bit of cash left, right.
Which would make sense for a guy like maybe, I don't know, Deontay Johnson or a Darius
Slayton. Now he's available, right?
And maybe a, I don't know, DeMarcus Robinson reunion if the Rams are blowing it up. Because obviously there's rumors swirling around with the Rams organization, which we can talk about that a little bit tomorrow. But today we owe you all the attention we can on this move to the Chiefs that they acquired a wide receiver, which they needed because we had mentioned the analogy of the car, like right? The oil change, oil lights on, the battery engine lights on, the tires are a little low. And it was like, okay, well, they're one pothole away from having to take it to the auto body shop and completely rebuild. What they've done today is they've gotten it maintenance. They've gotten the vehicle. They got the warning lights off. They've put a little bit of insurance into the car, and now Mahomes has that guy, right? And maybe a lot of you that have been skeptical on his play this year, 6 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, you know, receivers going down, have to change everything, have to worry about who's playing left tackle early in the season. Now you've added a security blanket, right? You've added a cheese blanket to your wide receiver room. That is DeAndre Hopkins, the 32-year-old veteran. That is one of the cleanest route runners and wide receivers in the league. Obviously, we found out has the longest active catch streak in the NFL, only to be followed up by one Travis Kelce, thanks to our guy Jay Binkley.
Mm-hmm. Also, reason why Skip Bayless doesn't have a job anymore.
Mm-hmm. His photos?
He just tweets out, D-Hop is pretty desperate reach for KC. He's 32 in year 13, coming off an off-season knee injury.
Who's he work for?
Nobody.
Okay.
But I love that KC at least tried something after losing so many weapons. I'll give him that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll give him that. But it's not I don't think it's a desperate reach at all. DeAndre Hopkins is only in year 11, by the way, for Skip Bayless, right? He said year 13. And he's missed only games in one season due to injury in those 11 years. So, I mean, I don't find this to be a desperate reach. I think this is a need. Like, a desperate reach would be like, all right, we're 3-3, everybody's healthy, but we don't feel right. Let's go get DeAndre Hopkins. That's a desperate reach. The Chiefs are 6-0 going, all right, we lost our weapons. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are great, but eventually we got to give them somebody to throw the football to. So they went out and got DeAndre Hopkins, a veteran wide receiver who makes the team better. I don't find that to be a desperate reach at all. I think teams that are treading water, you know, doing the doggy paddle and whatnot, those are the teams that are desperate and make desperate moves. When you're a good team and you add to your roster, that's making your team better. That's not desperate. That's just a stupid tweet by Skip Bayless.
Well, I mean, chalk it up for all the tweets of Skip Bayless.
No, I know. I know. But like we gotta talk about this. Not, no 6-0 team is desperate.
Right. There was a little bit of signs that it was getting that way with every like Pets' heads falling off. You know, your running backs out, your top three wide receivers are out at some point. But no, they didn't give up any desperateness for that pick. They gave up a fifth. It could be a fourth. They got basically a third round pick in DeAndre Hopkins for L'Jarius Sneed.
That's essentially what they got. Yeah. Like, and if you're L'Jarius, you're just like, damn.
Enjoy it, man.
Yeah.
Have fun over there. Tell me all about it. Yeah. Send me pics.
Like those, but those are the decisions you make as an athlete.
I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know either. That was again. The lights went out. But
I'm leaving at 10. Oh, yeah. I'm getting the hell out of here.
This place is haunted. But yeah. I've talked to enough athletes over the years, and there's two goals for these athletes. It's either to get the ring or to get the bag. Once you've got the bag, you go ring chasing. Once you got the ring, you go bag chasing.
Oh man, if it's going down again, I'm sorry. It's just there's a poltergeist. Look, now you got gold over here, scary as hell. I don't know what's going on.
Alex is scared to death. I think Alex is thinking there's ghosts in here. It's the ghost of Kling.
Well, he's still alive.
Oh yeah, so he can't. That's true.
Is he a cheese blanket or the brioche bun on the cheese?
Who? DeAndre?
Yeah. Nuke is his nickname, by the way.
I don't know. He could be that cheese skirt too that I showed you yesterday.
Yeah, that was sexy. That was.
I sent that to Q.
Did he respond?
Oh yeah.
He goes, now I know what you mean.
No, and I said something back. I go, it's the cousin to the cheese blanket, and I haven't heard from him since.
I hope that man's having a nice time off of his season.
I hope he's just sitting back, drinking wine, eating pasta, enjoying himself,
listening to the birds. Remember that one we had on?
That's right. He's probably listening to us right now. Q, text if you're listening to us. Let us know.
Mm-hmm. Everything going good over there?
What is going on over there? I don't know, man. I think so. We're on the air.
Okay.
From what I can tell.
From what you can, Robert Gathers?
Yes.
Yeah, that's his name, right?
Yep. Okay. Sure.
Thought I nailed that.
Do we have like too much going on power-wise and we're not able to sustain
it? Well, I didn't do this until Cody got here.
Well, Cody messes everything up, like the cameras and all that,
it's
right?
It's because of all the energy in this building, baby.
Did he show you how to clip the video yet so we can put you up? Because we've got the still shot of you up, finding out online.
If you missed this earlier today, go back and listen to the opening segment. Give you a background story. Bob and I are, you know, kind of doing our things before the show. And our buddy Aussie has said you're good on both platforms. So I got my insider guy there that's letting us know. Bob's like, you know, seeing me out there cutting audio this morning. He goes, hey, by the way, DeAndre Hopkins coming to Kansas City. So scrap the rundown. Can't find Mac. Don't know where Mac's at. We're looking. Bob goes to the bathroom. Someone's in there dropping a two. And,
I go, hey, Mac, are you in here? And then silence. So I'm like, okay.
And all of a sudden we hear, no, he's, you know, we heard the door open.
Somebody tried to knock down the stall door. So yeah. I guess that was him.
So then we come back and I looked at Bob and I was like, I don't think he knows. And Bob's like, nah, he definitely doesn't know. You know, he doesn't know the news. And I'm like, okay, well, this is right up his alley. This guy he was talking about wanting is from Nashville. Like, this is straight out of his, you know, his roots over there. And then he came into the studio and he's looking at me. He's like, all right, guys, cameras are working. I'm going to get the poll question up. Let's discuss it. And I'm just like, oh my God, he doesn't know. Then he goes back over there into the producer studio and I'm looking at him. I'm like, all right, we got to get him off the computer.
We need to kill 2 minutes.
The first thing that's going to come up is going to be DeAndre Hopkins. And we're both like, camera's working. Everything's going good. You're good. Everything. You look a little nervous. You look like you got a little heartburn. He's like, dude, stop. And then all of a sudden it's showtime. And I was like, Mac, do me a favor. Go to my Twitter and look, because he tweeted out Cooper Kupp rumors. Jay Binkley joins the show. It's Raider week continued. And right. I said, now go look at mine. And I said, and now newly acquired receiver DeAndre Hopkins. And the picture that I tweeted is his raw reaction. And somebody said, it looks like you saw boobs for the first time.
Yeah, it was great.
And Mac just loses it. And I didn't even sit down for the first 5 minutes of the show. Man.
That was outstanding. I was so excited. Yeah. I was like, Mac, make sure your camera's on, too. And he's like, why? And I'm like, just put yourself on camera. And so we did. We caught it on camera. And everything is great. And we got DeAndre Hopkins.
To give you the reaction we have, and Bob, you can probably attest to this. It's like when you know that you either got your wife or your kids that gift that they know they wanted, but you made it the last one somehow, like methodically under the tree or, you know, the whatever you celebrate, and they see it and you just sit back and you're waiting and you're like, I just want to see their reaction.
Right.
The best time that's ever happened to me was when the Red Wedding happened in Game of Thrones, because I'd read the books and I was ready for the episode because I had seen how it built up.
Yeah.
And I was in a room with four other people that were all locked into Game of Thrones at this time.
And they didn't know.
And they had no idea. And I just sat back and I was just like looking at everybody, seeing how each person would react, and seeing your reaction was just priceless.
That's kind of how I was in the 13-second game, watching my wife flounder on the floor while I sat there and go, we got this. Oh, we know. We're fine.
Yeah. That was great.
Man, I'm glad we got him. I had no idea. I don't know how I didn't. I went to the toilet, held my phone, didn't see it, I guess. I don't know, man. I'm glad I didn't. Glad you guys got to tell me. It was fun.
It was good, yeah. Like I said, sometimes you don't get many good surprises in life. That was a good surprise.
A great surprise.
Breaking news out of the NFL with a quarterback. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he is now dealing with a hamstring injury in addition to the previous ankle and knee injuries.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Aaron Rodgers is now also dealing with a hamstring injury in addition to his previous ankle and knee injuries.
As far as the boogs goes, I've actually never eaten my boogers.
Are you buying that?
Maybe he helped out Davante Adams and took a muscle strain and put it into his own. The excuses continue to pile up.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, how convenient.
If they're 5-2 and he doesn't have these injuries.
Like, he's looking fine.
I buy nothing that Aaron sells. Nothing. The guy's a narcissist. And so the season's going bad. The coach got fired. His buddy's up in the booth picking his nose. Aaron's on the sidelines eating his boogs.
And
like,
toads.
Conveniently now has all these other ailments and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Convenient excuse for being 2-5, Aaron.
That's right.
As far as the boogs goes, I've actually never eaten my boogers.
Fair enough. We'll continue to wrap this show up on the other side and give you more information that we have. It keeps piling in on DeAndre Hopkins of the Kansas City Chiefs. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens back. More, you're listening. 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
We'll do it live. Here on 96.5 The Fan, where we've been all morning giving you all the information we can. DeAndre Hopkins to the Kansas City Chiefs for a 5th-round pick. Could be 4th. This is kind of interesting. Tyreek Hill just tweeted.
Oh, well. Did his house burn down again?
Okay. He said, period. That guy can never let it go. Like,
me or him?
Tyreek. Yeah. That's the guy. He's the definition of why, when you go through a breakup, the girls, more often than not, I know guys have done this too, just erase everything.
Yeah, that's the new thing, right?
You know, just Instagram, it never existed. They do the Men in Black, it never exists.
I always go with Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I thought that was like a moment you do around 4:20 in the afternoon.
Usually that, yes, it is. Yeah. Have you?
What are you doing? Just checking out the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, man.
What's his name? Jim Carrey's in that movie.
Oh, really?
And God, who's the girl in that movie as well? But anyway, it's about a breakup, one of those type of deals, and they basically go into this doctor and have that entire time period erased from their mind. Because they didn't want to remember it anymore, right? They didn't want to remember the breakup and all that kind of stuff, and you end up erasing things of actual life that maybe you do want
to
remember,
Tyreek,
right?
Needs to do.
And then it is. He ought to call Jim Carrey and get that doctor on Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind and have that mind erased and wiped away, because he can't let it go.
It's not good for his mental either.
Well, it's terrible for your mental state. And the older I get, the more I realize about the mental health side of things and how important it is. And sometimes you have to cut people out of your life, Dusty. I mean, there's a lot of negative influencers and people that make you come down, you know, mentally and ruin your lives, and their mental brain sucks, and you got to get those people out of your life. And, you know, sometimes you got to take away things to help you move forward and cleanse that mind. And I really do like it. It's getting pathetic with Tyreek Hill and this whole hanging on to Kansas City, bro. You made your bed, man. You got to lie in it now.
That's right.
And the fact is they've gone on and dated prettier girls and done good without them. And that's the other thing, too, that's probably bothering them. Like, they really didn't need me.
Yeah. We had a poll question earlier today on our Twitter handle, 965 The Fan or The Fan 965. Does the acquisition of DeAndre Hopkins solidify a three-peat, yes or no? Stephen A. Smith on First Take this morning said this, and I quote, he believes Chiefs could pull off a three-peat after adding DeAndre Hopkins to the roster.
Mm-hmm.
So, hate him or love him, Stephen A. Smith is on board with that poll question.
Yeah, stealing our stuff. That's fine. But, look, I thought they were going to three-peat without him. Now it makes it a little bit better with DeAndre Hopkins. You get a reliable wide receiver that Patrick Mahomes hasn't had truly in about 2 years. You get a compliment to Travis Kelce. You get somebody who never drops the football.
Right.
You get somebody who's good in the red zone. And you get that rejuvenated locker room where I think probably guys were looking around going, who's catching the football today? Oh, now we got DeAndre Hopkins. And you saw the tweet from Chris Jones that we talked about. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, people are excited about that. And those are the residuals that happen when you make a move. We're excited as fans. The players are excited, too. They love the fact that the organization went out there and did this.
I'm so excited. I might actually go try the chicken Big Mac after work.
Oh, really? After the news of the day yesterday with the
that's right.
Because E. coli and everything?
Oh, that's right. Never mind. I forgot about that. It's only in the quarter pounders, but still.
I don't know.
Maybe I stay away.
There was E. coli and McDonald's.
Yeah, there was over 38, 39 states. Kansas and Missouri both were part of this. Over 49 people had E. coli issues when they, and it all goes back to the quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah.
So maybe
in the last couple of days.
Well, they still have some breakfast burritos left over in the fridge. I'll just take two of those home and eat them. I got to do what you hate today. The leaves.
Oh,
my tree has shedded majorly.
The oak tree never gives up.
Nah, dude, it's
the oak tree sucks.
I gotta do it, man. The dog's bringing in leaves in the house. It's making my OCD go nuts.
Yeah. I vacuum just because of the leaves keep coming.
I'm just I was gonna do it yesterday, and then I was like, no. And then today I'm just like, you know what? I'll just go home and knock it out today.
Knock it out today.
So, yeah, that's what I gotta do. But no, I mean it's a big day for Kansas City. You know what? It's a good move. For a good price, for a good player, for a team that's 6-0.
Yeah.
And now you have that security outside for Patrick Mahomes for a third down play. Hell, third and one could be fixed. I mean, just a quick little out, boom. DeAndre Hopkins is going to put somebody on skates, and I trust him 9 out of 10 times to be open on a little one-yard play that you need. But again, we go back to the Wednesday poll question on the Fan 965. Does DeAndre Hopkins' acquisition solidify the Chiefs' three-peat? 51.6% said yes. 48.4% said no.
Not surprised about the closeness of the vote, I guess.
Yeah, 638 votes so far.
But I'm thinking, if you don't think it solidifies it, what's holding you back? Are you just saying because you're playing the odds and the odds are not there? But, I mean, what's holding you back? If you were a dissenting vote, what more do they need to do for you to get to that spot where you think, oh, okay, now this does, I don't want to say lock in, but lock in the three-peat. You know, what is going to tell you that they're good to go for that three-peat if DeAndre Hopkins didn't do it? What's still the holdup for you? Is there a holdup for you? Because you asked if they're done. If I say, oh, no, they're not done, they're going to add one more player, what do you want?
Obviously, they were hurt in corner this past weekend with Watson getting hurt and having to have surgery, done for the year. Rashee Rice, done for the year. Hollywood Brown, optimism that he could come back by playoffs. Mm-hmm. Pacheco was on a treadmill yesterday running.
Right.
Great sign. So we'll see how that plays out as well. But again, you add this and you look at the future. We talked about wins yesterday. If they get to 13, the AFC West is obviously over. Is that enough wins to solidify the number one seed in the AFC? You add Travis Kelce to this offense with DeAndre Hopkins involved in it. That gives him a little bit more space, you would think, Wouldn't that be something with DeAndre Hopkins on the field? We see Travis Kelce's numbers uptick.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
Could, yeah.
But there's a lot of good things that come from this. And again, if you missed it earlier, we had somebody on from 104.5, the Zone in Tennessee, Lucas Fazeka. He joined us, and this is what he had to say about DeAndre
Hopkins.
Isn't
that Nick's brother, Nick Fazeka?
That's right.
Yeah, so he suffered that injury in training camp, and it looked like he was going to miss maybe the first one or two games of the regular season. He ended up being available for the Bears game, but had a really limited snap count. In fact, his snap count was fairly limited in the first couple weeks of the season, and then it started to rise a little bit, and really the last couple weeks, it's not been much of an issue. The reason DeAndre Hopkins' lack of production has been an issue in Tennessee is much more about quarterback play than it is about a knee issue. So, obviously, they pulled him on Sunday in the fourth quarter of the Bills game, and at that point, the game was largely out of hand. And the speculation there is, okay, they're trying to preserve him. They're trying to move him. DeAndre Hopkins has been the first name at the top of any list when it comes to the Titans maybe being sellers before the trade deadline. Brian Callahan said the other day that he was experiencing some leg soreness. The truthfulness of that, I don't know. But to me, it would be more likely that Titans are just trying to sideline him and maximize the opportunity to ship him now we see in a move to Kansas City. So I don't think it's a big issue. That's not to say it won't pop up at some point down the road, but it was not limiting his snap count really in the last few weeks.
So there you go. Not limiting snap counts, anything like that. So
no, he's good. He's
rest
good
assured that I think, and again, Brett Veach, smarter than all of us doing what he does.
That's right.
I think he would obviously do some due diligence on that and talk to some medical staffers, front office staffers, and be like, let's be honest, real quick, the knee. How do we feel? Wow, he seems to be fine.
Is his knee 1-5, and now it's going to be good because he's 6-0? Is it going to be an Aaron Rodgers type thing? Is it going to be a Devontae Adams type of deal where you're just in a bad situation and you're not going to really gut it through? Is it going to be a Whit Merrifield type of situation, or is it going to be a situation where he's going to be fine? So
right. You
bring him here to Kansas City, he's going to be great. NFL Memes tweets out, after acquiring DeAndre Hopkins, the Chiefs go from a team that was probably going to win the Super Bowl to a team that is probably going to win the Super Bowl. Yes, that's exactly right, because as everybody's celebrating today, as you should, the addition of DeAndre Hopkins, it makes it easier, gives you a little breathing room. Still a damn good football team. Still the best football team, in my opinion, in the NFL, top to bottom, 1-53, head coach, general manager, all that included. And, you know, as we kind of started with this morning, like Brett Veach and Andy Reid went out and made this deal. This isn't Scott Pioli and Todd Haley going out and making this deal.
Dusty, with regards to leaf pickup, I have two 60-plus-year-old oak trees that shed billions of leaves. The key is to mow over all the leaves, then mow over and bag the second round. Saves your back, and you don't use nearly amount of leaf bags. Yep, that's how I do it. Mulch them, bag them, and then I have a compost spot in my backyard that I put the leaves in and let them go back to the world.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were lucky to have the woods behind our house.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we just dump it all back there. And there are nights where I go out and watch it mulch. Like, ooh, look at the leaves are turning into mulch right before my eyes.
No doubt about it. Hey, go do something nice for somebody today. It's been a nice day for your sports world of Kansas City fandom. So go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay nice. Stay kind. And stay tuned in to 96.5 The Fan. Cody and Gold will come up with more DeAndre Hopkins news. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. Talk to you later.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.